We are on Daf, Kuf Yud Aleph, Omed Aleph, the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. Misha Yanosui L'Shtei Yisaymais Ktanix. A person was married to Shtei Yisaymais Ktanix, that means it Kedushin Derabonon, to two Ktanix, Omeis. And then he died. Ubo Yovam ala Rishayne. Then the Yovam was Miyabim, the first one. V'chozav ubo ala Shniyeh. Then he was Miyabim, the second one. Oyshe bo Ochiv ala Shniyeh. Or his brother was Miyabim, the second one. Loi posal esorishayne. So by being Miyabim, the second one, he did not passel the Rishayne. So Rashi says why? Sherei biyosan shove. Because the bia of both ktanis are equal. We had learned yesterday, there's a difference between a bias ktana, there's a difference between the kinyan issues that one has in a ktana, and the Kenyan issues that one has in a Charshes. Both are Kedushin Derabono, but there's a difference in the Kenyan. The Kenyan that one has in a Charshes, the Gemara calls it Knuya Umishuyeres. He has a Kenyan, but there is a Shir in the Kenyan. It's not a complete Kenyan. The Kenyan one has in a Ktane is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, which means it's a Sophic, maybe she's Knuya Legamri, maybe she's not Knuya at all. That's how Chazal arranged the issues that Rabbonon of a Ktane and of a Charshes. So the first case of the Mishnah is speaking about that this person had two Ktanes for wives and now he died. Is loiposal as a rishayna. When he was miyabim, the second ktane, that bia does not pass over the rishayna. So Rashi explains why not. Sherei biyoson shove, because the bias of both ktanes are equal. V'i rishayna knuyehi, if the first one he was miyabim. So we say Ektanis Knuya Harehi Ishtoi. So when he was Miyabim, the first Ktane, she became his wife. Va'achroine, and the second one, so that means the Zika was Nifka with the Yibom of the first one. Va'achroine, so the second one, Bias Nus, so it's a Bias Nus. And if we will assume that a ktane is not a knuya, so that means that she is was not married to his brother. So both of these women are nochiyes etzloi, shaloi hoyu knuyes lochiv. That means they never were his brother's wives. So the first one he can keep. There's no reason that she should become posel. But the second ktana is not allowed to keep. Maybe both of these ktanas were knuyas to the brother. So the minute he was Miyabim, the first one, and both of these are considered wives of his brother. So there's an Isser of Kivinshev, by Yisechadu Boine, Veine Boine, Shtei Batim. So therefore, that's why he's also in the second one. But the Bia of the second one does not passel the first one, Le Passel Tzori Shoina. It doesn't passel the first one. So, I was nesoirer on this Rashi, and then I chapped that really, why was I nesoirer on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on Med Beis? I really should have been nesoirer on Daf Nun on Med Aleph. And I took a look on Daf Nun on Med Aleph. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that if we assume that both ktanos are knuyos to the brother, so Rashi says, so if the yibum, so the he was miyabim the first one, harehi yishtoish, she's his wife. Vachroin, and the second one is biyaznus. And then Rashi explains at the end, he's not allowed to take the second one, because there's an isser of bayisechadu boinev and a boinish nebatim. Now that's an isser essay. So lochayre, so I hear a ha'ore, why does Rashi say that the second one is a biyaznus? Why is it a biyaznus? Kdushnus, toifis. Why does Rashi say it's a biyaznus? It's not yibum. It's he was makay mitzvahs yibum with the first one. But why do you call it a biyaznus? Why is it a biyaznus? So what am I asking on this Rashi? It's a Mishnah in Rabban Gamliel. The Mishnah in Rabban Gamliel says, ein biya acha biya. By two gedoyles, bo alzu v'chozo bohu alochiv, bohu oi ochiv al tzoroso, biyisnus ba'almahu. It's also biyisnus, vein osta b'kroi v'yisel. He's not osta b'kroi v'yisel. So we have the same kasha and dafnun. We have the same problem. Why does Rashi call it a biyisnus? And why is there no isa kroivis? She's only a chai v'yese. The tzor is a chai v'yese, so why isn't it an isa kroivis? Then I did some research, and I found very interesting things. The tour, when the tour speaks about this din and daf nun, he says if he was boil the isha, and then he was boil a tzora, he has to give her a get. Kedushin is taifis. And he's also in the kroivis. So I found the Yashrish Yaakov, that's how the Prish explains Pshat and Tula. Kedushin is Toifus, it's only a Chai V'yeseh. So the Yashrish Yaakov stelt sich on this Mishnah and Dafnun, what is Pshat? Ve'inosu b'kroi v'yeseh, Rashi says, it's a bias nus. He doesn't understand, no one explains it. Kedushin is Toifus. So the Yashrish Yaakov says, he wonders why no one ever said this, but he says, Baluchayre, you have to say Pshat as follows. That he was boiled the two Yevomis L'Shem Znus. He wasn't boiled them L'Shem Ishus. So Memele, so the first one became his wife, because by Boy Yevimtoi, by Meshagik, by Mezeb, by Boynes, by Berotzen, she becomes his wife. The second one, they didn't become his wife, so it's a Bias Nus. But Eina Hanami says if he's boyal or l'shem ishus, the second one is also his wife. And he wonders why no one ever said this. No. So Baruch Hashem, so it became a little, so l'chayit, but that's l'chayit we have to learn Pshat and Rashi also. That it's speaking about that he was boyal l'shem znus, even though no one says this. I mean, Yashin Shakim says it on Daf Nun. So Memele, so the first one became his wife. The second one is a bias nus, because there was a half-kos zik already with the yibum of the first one. It's fartik, some amela, so, and there's no issa on the first one, after he was boiled the second one, because there was no yibum on the second one. And there's an issa on the second one, of bayisecho the boinev and the boinish neibat. V'chein beis charshes. The same halacha will apply by beis charshes. Now, we had learned yesterday, achareshes is knuya mishuyeres. So, memele, so let us say, theoretically, achareshes is 75% nikne. So, memele, if he was miyabim one charshes, and then he was miyabim the other charshes, so there's no mokim of yibum anymore, because how much kinyim the mace had in the first charshes, so that was nifka with the yibum of the first charshes. So mamela, there's no din yibum on the second charshes. So, loipostalos arishoine, the yibum of the second charshes is not a yibum, so it doesn't passel the first one als bayisechadu boine. Now let's skip this file. Let's go to the next case. We'll come back to this case. We'll appreciate better the case we skipped over after we learned the fourth case. Bo yovo malach harshes. He was miyabim the harshes. V'chozar ubo alaktane. And then there was a harshes and a ktane. Ktane v'charshes. Bo yovom ala harshes. He was miyabim the harshes. V'chozar ubo alaktane. Now he was miyabim the ktane. Or the brother was miyam the ktane. Now posel es harshes. Now the harshes becomes posel. Now the reason for this halach is as follows. We had mentioned a harshes is knuya umishuyeres. A harshes is knuya umishuyeres. A ktano is knuya ve'eino knuya. A ktana is knuya ve'eina knuya. So memele, so it comes out as follows. When he was miyabim the harshes, so he had a kinyan, a 75% yibum was done in the harshes, because that's how much ishes there is in the harshes. Now when he was miyabim the ktana, a ktana is knuya ve'eina knuya. So on the tzad that she's knuya, there's 100% ishes. So there was 25% yibum done with the ktane. So now it comes out that there was a yibum that was done with the harshes. Now because of that yibum, the ktane is also on him. Als baisechad uboine, vayne boine shtei batim. There was a yibum of 25% that was done in the ktane. So the harshes is also on him. That's what the Mishnah says. So he passed the harshes because there was a yibum done in both. Now let's go back to the third case. Bo yovom alaktana. What by the ktana and harshes was the other way around. He first was miyabim the ktana. V'chozar ubo ala harshes, and then he was miyabim the harshes. Oyshe bo ochiv ala harshes. So he passed the ktan. Now this halacha is very difficult. Let's explain this halacha. If he was first miyabim the ktane, so we have a sofik. The ktane maybe is knuya legamri. Maybe she's not knuya at all. Maybe she's not his brother's wife. So if she's knuya legamri, so the yibum was done already with the ktane. So now when he was bo ala harshes, so there's no yibum, and there's no zika left anymore, so the bi on the harshes is nothing, is as nus balme. If we will say that the ktana is eina knuya, so she's eina knuya, so she never was his brother's wife, so memele so is bo ala harshes, so the bi is, so the his brother only had one wife, the harshes, and he was miyam the harshes. The ktane mimonavshech should be mutter. And the Mishnah says, posel es ha-ktane. It says here on the side, b'mishnah shebimishnayis yisir loy posel. He doesn't posel the ktane. And that's very understandable that he shouldn't posel the ktane because mimonavshech the ktane should be mutter. If she's knuya legamri, so there was no yibundam in the chashas, so there's no shtei batim on the ktane. If she's not knuya, so there's also no problem of shnei batim. But Agil says, posel asaktan. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, posel asaktano. So Rashi says, not mi iker adin, mishum gzeiro. That means, if the ktana was first, and you'll say the ktana remains mutter to him, when there's a ktana and a harshes, so they'll make the same mistake if the harshes was first, and the ktana was second, they'll say that the harshes is mutatim. And the harshes is also, zeira dul mekodim a boil harshes bereshech, adama bigmore. Va'avol gav de mimonevshech hi sharilei, the ktana mimonevshech is mutatim, hoyel verishoinehi, since the ktana was the first, iknuyehi o knuyehi, so she's knuyeh. So then there's no more yibum in the charshes. Ilav knuye, if she's not knuye, noch is balmi. So there's also no shnei batim. Mamonim shech, there shouldn't be any sort of shnei batim. So Rashi says, but they were geyser ktana bereisha, otto charshes bereisha. If the charshes was first, posolas a charshes, shema ktana knuye kulo, vikinyina charshes mishuyeres. Now let us go further. Pikachas v'charshes. A person had two wives. One was a pikachas, so she's his wife min ha-Torah. He had another wife, a charshes, which was a ishes darabona. Bo yovam ala pikachas, v'chozo bo ala charshes. Then he was miyam the charshes. So the charshes, there's no yibum. The pikachas, the yibum of the pikachas, which is an ishes min ha-Torah, was mafkiya the zike. The that would use baal acharshes, that's nusbaalme, that's not yibum. Oishe ba'ochi baal acharshes, loy posel as a pikachas. He didn't pass all the pikachas, because there's no shnei batim, because he wasn't miyabim the acharshes. The whole yibum was completed with the pikachas. Bo yovam ala acharshes, but what happens if he's first miyabim the acharshes? So that was a Yibum de Rabbonon. She's Knuyem Ishiyeres. V'chozeru bo ala pikachas. And then he was Miyam de pikachas. Oyshe bo ochiv ala pikachas. Is then posolas acharshes. Because min ha-Toyre, the Yibum of the pikachas is a Yibum de Raises. So now he's also in the charshes al shnei batim. Because the min ha-Toyre, the only Yibum that was done was in the pikachas. So the charshes is the zanisar of bayis echad uboyne vein aboyne shnei bat. Gdoilo ktana. Now the same aloche, if a person had two wives, one was a gdoilo, one was a ktana. One is married min ha-Torah, one is married min ha-Rabbono. Bo yovam ala gdoilo, if he was miyabim de gdoilo, v'chozor bo ala ktana. So there was no yibum on the ktana, because the zika was nifka with the yibum of the gdoilo. So the yibum of the ktana did not pass through the gdoila because there's no yibum by the ktana anymore. The zika was nifka through the yibum of the gdoila. Bo yovam ala ktana v'chozar ubo ala gdoila. Oishe bo ochiv ala gdoila is posel as a ktana. Now the ktana is posel of shnei batim. But here, the Gedoila is also posel al shnei batim, because midarabonam, the Ktane was his wife. There was a Yibu midarabonam in the Ktane, so therefore, when he's boil, when he was miyabim, he wasn't permitted to be miyabim the Gedoila, he was miyabim the Gedoila, so now, akaponim, both of them should be yosa. So theoretically, he should give both of them a get. Is Rabbi Loza Oimer Melamdim Haktane Shetimoin Boy. We teach the Ktane, we influence the Ktane that she should be Memayin in the Yovam. She'll be Memayin in the Yovam, so Memela shall be Yoike the Zikemi Kore, so comes out she never was the wife of the Yovam. So Memela, so then he'll be permitted to remain with the Gdoila, and we won't consider this shnei batim. It will say she never was the wife, either the wife of the yom or the wife of the meis. Al kaponim, there never was shnei batim, and therefore he'll be mutter in the gdoilo. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Lozo, ochi galsini b'masnisin, Rabbi Lozo, without a yud. Ubikamais in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Elezer Goras. We had the Mishnah said that two brothers married two sisters. One was a Gdoilo and one was a Ktano. And Meis Balo Shel Gdoilo. And so the Gdoilo is falling Liyibum to the Bala Ktano, which is a very, difficult case over there. That means the Gdoilo is Kuko to the Bala Ktano Min ha-Torah. So therefore, he's not permitted to remain with his wife, who's only ishtei midarabonim. So, and leidach gis, he's not permitted to be miyabim the gedoyle, because she's achoyis ishtoi al kaponim idarabonim. So there Rabbi Elezer said, melamdin esaktano shetimai. So that's what Rashi is just making clear. Where is there Rabbi Loza and where is there Rabbi Elezer? Hochi gosin imamas nisin. In our Mishnah, this is a memra of Rabbi Loza. Ubekamaise in the Mishnah of two achoyis, where it says also that melamdim esaktano shetimayin in order to be able to be miyabim the Gedoyla, that's Rabbi Eliezer goes. Vochi amor pekam de nidem malam ne sektan shetamayim boy v'taker nisuer. Now shall be oiker the yibum v'yekayim es gedoyla. So now he can remain with the gedoyla. There's no shnei batim. Zok the gemara. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel. Halacha ki Rabbi Loza. We passed on like Rabbi Loza in the last case, that if he was first miyabim de ktana, and then miyabim de gdoyla, malam de mesaktana shetamayim boy, he should be become muta with the gdoyla. That's Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said, v'chein oma Rabbi Loza, halacha ki Rabbi Loza. Who's this Rabbi Loza? Rashi says, v'chein oma Rabbi Loza ben pdos, tamoyrehu, Halacha ke Rabbi Loza de Masnisen, bu Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. Fine. Zogt de Gemara weiter, utzriche. Now the Gemara had a problem. In the previous Mishnah, when Rabbi Elezer said, melamdin esaktane shetemayin boy, so we also had, berich two dafen ago, Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmul Alocha Ki Rabbi Elezer. Vechein Omar Rav Elezer Alocha Ki Rabbi Elezer. So, Be'emison, these two Tanoim, we're talking about two different cases, but they're saying the same Alocha, that you try to influence the Ketana to be Memayin in order that he should be able to make a Yibum D'Arais. So the Gemara asks, why do we have to have that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul is the paskin like both of them? It's the same din. So why do you have to paskin like the previous Mishnah we paskin like Rabbi Elezer? Here we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. So the Gemara says we need both members. You cannot figure out one from the other. The Itmer Bahoka Maise. If it would only say the first case, where you have two achoyis, one agdeila, one aktana, and the meis bal agdeila, and she falls to the bal aktana. And Rabbi Elezer said, "Melamdim esaktana shetemayim boy." Bahaka meise, bahach komar Shmuel halacha ki Rabbi Elezer mishum deloy kiyim mitzvah sibub, because there was no kiyim of mitzvah sibub. That means the Baal HaKtane was unable to be miyabim the gdoila that was falling to him. She's achoyis ishtemi derabonim. He gives her a get. She's achoyis kroshosoy. So there's a mitzvah of yibum di araise. We have an ishus derabonim that's holding back that mitzvah. So Rabbi Elezer says, melamdin esaktane shetemayim boy. Let's get rid of this ishus derabonim in order to be mikayim mitzvah yibum. So there he said, fine. The loikim mitzvah sibum. Avul beho dikayim mitzvah sibum. In our Mishnah was Boal Aktane, was Boal Agdoyle, he was mekayim mitzvah sibum already. He was mekayim mitzvah sibum in Atayre. He did an Avere, he was a Shneibat, but the mitzvah sibum was Niskayim already. So the whole, lechayre, the whole purpose of teaching God to be Mamayim, he should remain with her. For that, Melamdim is Aktane Shetemayim? Why should he remain with her? Let her give a get. Mitzvah Sibu was Niskayim. So why should you say Melamdim Esaktana Shetamayim? So Memele. If it would only say over there we paskin like Rabbi Elezer, I wouldn't know that here we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. Because here there was a kiyum of Mitzvah Sibu. Avol bohodi ikayim Mitzvah Sibu. Eimo tovayu livke beget. Let him give both a get. Both are also, both are shnei batim, so let him give them both a get. Fartik.
ויהי אשמינן בהו משום דגדוי לרום יקמי, אבל אידוך לאי צריכה. So now the Gemara says as follows. If it would only say our Mishnah has a Maila over Yenna Mishnah. We'll see in a minute. What's the Maila of our Mishnah over Yenna Mishnah? Because our Mishnah, when the brother died, he had two wives, a Gedoyla and a Ktana. Now the Gedoyla, before the Yovam made Kalyeh, there's a mitzvah of Yibum to be Miyabim the Gedoyla. He should have been Miyabim the Gedoyla. That would have solved, and there's a mitzvah to be Miyabim the Gedoyla. Now, in the previous mishnah with Rabbi Elezer, there's no mitzvah to be Miyabim the Gedoyla. She's an Achis Isha. So, who would say, Yimulamdim is Aktana Shetamayim, in order to make a mitzvah? You don't make mitzvahs. Now she's an Elve. So there's no mitzvah, finished. So I wouldn't say malam de mesaktana shetamayim. Masha enkein over here, there was a mitzvah already. There was a mitzvah that was mutal olov liyabim mesakdoila. So then malam de mesaktana shetamayim. So that, but let us see Rashi now. Utsriche lishmuel ve'abeloze ben pdos lameinu bekamais aloche krabi lezer.
In both cases, malam de tana lamayim. Deit me bekamais gabi achoyos.
Mishum da'akati lo yekayim mitzvasibum. There was no kiyum of mitzvasibum. He wasn't permitted to be miyabma. She's an achis isha. Ilkach malam de mesaktan lo ishte lamayim, v'tisyam yivimta. Avol boho di kayim mitzvah yibum b'shtem. Yus mekayim beri mitzvah yibum. Yus mekayim with the ktana, yibum de rabonam. Yus mekayim with the gdoyle, yibum de reise. Eima lo yom ashmu loche kabalosa. Elo yeitz, ishtem beget. Why should yibum lam de ktana lo mamayim? There was a kima mitzvah yibum. Yashminen boho, mishum de gdoyle rom yikamei li yivumi. The Gdoila fell to him liyibum before he made Kalya. B'shemochi mahadrinin amin diktane kidei shetisyabem Gdoila.
Now the lashon of Rashi is very schwer. We tell to be mamayim kidei shetisyabem.
He was miyabem the Gdoila. He was miyabem. He was born both of them. So what does Rashi mean kidei shetisyabem Gdoila? So they saw Yashreshakiv. Yashreshakiv is this kasha. So shver Rashi. So the Ashrish Yaakov says, but we have to know the Yibum of the Gedoyla is a Bia Psula, because he wasn't allowed to be Miyabmo al Shtei Batim. So since she fell the Yibum to him already, and now he wasn't Mikaim the Mitzvah Kitikunoi, because it's a Bia Psula, because it's Shtei Batim, so I would think that Davke here, your melamed is aktan alamayim. Abol idach bida achoyis. The gdoil achoyis ishtayi. Neim olay ram yikamay. Kamay. She's not falling liyibum. But lo yelam du aktan alamayim bishvil yibuma shal gdoil. Tzricha. That's why we need both psoke. Zok the Mishnah baita. Yavam kotot. Sheyovo shebo al yevoma gdoil al yevoma ktano yigadlu ze im ze. A yevom koten was miyabim a yevoma ktano, both of them are ktanim, yigadlu ze im ze. They should both grow up together and later, okay, and yigadlu ze im ze. What is Rashi? Yigadlu ze im ze. He can't give her a get till he'll become a godel. The get cotton ain't a get, because the get of a cotton is not a get. Now this is a very shvera Rashi, and let us explain what Rashi is saying and what is shvera on Rashi. We have mentioned a few times already there's a machlokes in Kedushin Daf Yotesim Adalef, Rashi in Tosfos, if a Yavam Kotten is Miyabim, Yavama, does she become his wife Minatoire? Is he Mikai Mitzvah Yibum Minatoire? Is there Zavko Zike Minatoire? Zamachloikis, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns Pshat Gemara Darshans from a posik, Ish Ashe Yinaf as Ashes Ish, Pratla Ashes Cotton. There's no Chiyev Misa if he's Menaif with an Ashes Cotton. So the Gemara says, Vichy Yesh Ishus Le Cotton, a Cotton has Ishus. Gemara says, yes, speaking about how Yavom was Miyabim, a Yavome. There you don't need that. So he does have Ishus. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. So Mimela, so she's his wife, stating posik, but there's no Einish Misa. We mentioned, others say there's no Einish Koros, there's no Issa whatsoever. Al-Koponim, that is Rashi Shita. Taisu Shita is that from the Miyot of Eishas Kotn, we learn that there is no Ishus, that the Yibum is not Chal. That's the Gilui Hakro. That, I would think, maybe since you don't need Das, she would become his wife, but the pasuk tells us she doesn't become his wife. Now let us go, let us learn Rashi the way Rashi learned Pshat. Now, before we see again the Rashi, let's learn the Mishnah. Yavam Kotn Shebo al Yavam Oktana. A Yavam Kotn was Bo Yavam Oktana. Now, according to Rashi in Kedushin, Shebo Hashem, we're finished already. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, there's no Mozike. And the Mishnah says, he got luzeim zeh. Let's keep them together. Let them grow up together. So, Rashi l'shitosoi, erakash, why do they have to grow up together? We're finished already. The Yibum was niskayim, so what's the problem? So Rashi says, he got luzeim zeh, the imbol legal shein yochel. That's what he got luzeim. If he wants to give her a get, we're finished. There was a yibum. He wants to give her a get. He can't give her a get. Atche yagdul, the get cotton ain't a get. So you got to look at the same as if he wants to give her a get. Now, but there's a shrekliche problem. What is the problem? The Gemara says, Osu bias bentes kemaima begodul. So according to Rashi, that means that even though minatoyre, the yibum of a kotn is mafkiya de zike, midarabonon it's not mafkiya de zike. Midarabonon, according to Rashi, he have to wait till the gedoyla, and either he'll be miyabim her again or give her chalitze. But midarabonon, you need chalitze. So you have to wait. You have to wait, because the Zika wasn't Nifkiya, Al-Kaponimi Darabonim. So the Shaila is, why does Rashi ignore this? Rashi says, Yikadlos Emzeh, Vimboli Garshay Neyochel, Atsheyadlo, because he can't give a get, and if he could give a get, it would be okay. But he can't give Chalitze, Mi Darabonim, you need Chalitze. The Meiri Taki says, that you have to wait to become a godel, to give a get and give chalitza. You need chalitza. The Asher Shakiv asks on this Rashi, Baruch Hashem, why Rashi ignores the whole parsha of chalitza? Al kaponim midarabonin, you need chalitza. According to Tosfos, minatoyre, you need chalitza or yibum. Nothing happened. Only midarabonin is a din maima. That is, if inside the Yevoma, were ktanim, so they'll grow up together. Bo al Yevoma gedoyla. What happened if you have a cotton that was bo al Yevoma gedoyla? So she's a gedoyla already. It's tigadlenu, so she'll wait till he grows up. And then, they'll give her a get, or give her a chalitza, or mimyab, whatever he has to do. Hayevome she'omro b'toich shloishim yoim loy nivalti. That means that the yavam was koines olusayich beisay, and toich shloishim yoim, she comes and says loy nivalti. I wasn't nival. He wasn't boil me. And let's appreciate this. I think, I forgot who I saw it, maybe the Asher Shakiv says, or someone says it, that Lemaise, we hold, by Yibum, you need Edom on the Yichud. You don't have Edom on the Biyah, but you have Edom on the Yichud.
So, Lemaise, he was Koinus Olusach Beise. They made a Yichud. There was two Eidim there. Fine. And we're under the assumption that he was Miyabma. She comes 5 days later. Nothing. He wasn't Bailmi. This is Teich Shloshim. Koifin Oysoy Sheyachlitzlo. So we believe her, and we force him to give her Chalitza. La'ache Shloshim Yoyim. What happens if she comes after Shloshim Yoyim? Is Mevakshim Heimenu Sheyachlitzlo. Now we don't believe her anymore, because a person cannot be Oymed Alatzmoy Shloshim Yoyim and not to be Boyilha. So, Mevakshim Heimenu Sheyachlitzlo. We ask him that he should be, we request, please do this, he was miyamma. We ask him, please give a chalitza. Ubizman shumoide, so this is saying if he tainis, he was miyamma, she's a liar. So we ask him, ubizman shumoide, if he's moide, that he wasn't miyamma, afilachash name also chaydish, kaifanoise sheyachlitzla, he was moide, so we'll force him to give chalitza. Hanoideres hano miyevome bechaye bailo. A new case. There was a woman who was married to Reuven, and she made a neder either that the Yavam can't have hano from her, or she can't have hano from the Yavam. And bechaye bailo. We'll see in Rashi, there was a fight between them. And she made another, you can't have any yano. And now, her husband died. His koif and oisoi sheyachlitzlo. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is as follows. That means, lemaise, he says, no, I would be miyabim you. I mean, you made another, that's your hard luck. I don't want to give chalitza. We'll see in Taisus, chalitza is bezyonis. Come to Bezlin, you spit in his face, kocha yasaleish. It's a shrek. I want to be miyab. You made a nether, fine, suffer. But it's not the, why should I suffer because of this? State the Mishnah, no. Koifen oise sheyachlitz yulo. Since we assume she didn't do it to be mafkiya the yibu, this was bachaye bailo, so she did it for different reasons. So not nebach, you can't be miyab. That's facts of life now. Is kaifanoisa sheyachlitzlo, so we force him to give chalitza. She's an aguna. La'acha mises baila. What if she made the neder la'acha mises baila? So now we know clearly what her intent was. She didn't want that he should be miyabim her. So if he wants, he could be a nasty person. But mevakshim emenu sheyachlitzlo. Please give a chalitza. Lebaisa, she one wrong does not justify a second wrong. She did wrong, but al kaponim now she'll be negune. Please give a chalitza. Vim niskavnu lekach. If we know that bechaye baila, that also was her intention, that to prevent yibum afilu bechaye baila mevakshim emenu sheyachlitzlo. So we request from him that he should give chalitza, but we can't force him to give chalitza. Since she was mafkiya midaito mitzvah yibum, so it's our hard luck. Let us see Rashi. Hayivom she'omra b'soich shloishim yoyim she'konsa hayovom lo nivalti lo liyovom. I wasn't nival from the yovom. Viget yevomim yoitze mitachas yodo kedemeforish begmore. Now she has a get yevomim. He gave her a get. Vuhu oima ba'al ticho. I was boil you. Vidayecho beget. So finish. What do you want? We're all finished already. I was miyabim you. I gave you a get. So there's nothing more to talk about. Nothing to do with you. We're all finished. Kaif and oise lachloitz. We force him to give her chalitza. Dehi nemenes that los and yoimim muki inish anav shemilivo. A person can control himself and not to be boiled in a 30-day period. So memela it's kaifen oisai.
Now, I just like, want to mention one thing. That what Rashi says, get Yevomin, this is difficult. There's a sugya later in the Gemara, which I didn't learn as yet, but this get Yevomin I saw. Get Yevomin means this too, there's a get that after Yevom is Miyabman Isha, he gives her a get Isha, he gives her a real get. Get Yevomin L'chayre is the get that a Yevom gives before Yibu. Like we had in Perkam Gamliel, and get achaget, yesh get achaget. A get is a drabon de kechalitze. So, the get yevomim, it would seem, get yevomim, yoitze mitachas yodo. That he gave her a get yevomim, and that a get yevomim give before yibum. So first of all, Psrashi is, what does he say? Why about ba'alticho v'dayecho beget? What is that? Why is it ba'dayecho beget? A get yevomim was given before the biyah. So what's the dayecha beget? And then later, the Mishnah says if it's la'achesh loishim yoim, mevakshim imenu chalitze. Now, lochayre, if he gave her the get before the biyah, before the yibum, it's a get yevomim, so it's a biyah psula. He has to give chalitze. So we'll have to wait till we get to Daf Kuf Yud Beis to understand better what Rashi is saying. Hoffentlich. After 30 days, who nemot lemukim inish hanaf sheven ansadi, that a person will is unable to control himself, milivo, who miu some emele, so he's nemot, zich was miyabmo, miu iu le mishtarye, she even though he's nemot that he was miyabmo, but she's not muta l'shuk, the shavisa l'navshe chetiche disur. She said that he wasn't miyabmo. So l'fi dvoreho, she's also l'shuk, so she's also. Uboi chalitza, in order for her to get married, she needs chalitza. Umevakshin himenu. So we request from him he should give a chalitza. Avol koifin loy, we can't force him to give chalitza. The bol, he says, and he's nemon, that he was bol. Bechaye balef, she made a neder bechaye balef, loy niskav no lifter atzmai menu. She didn't have intentions to pater herself from him, lacha mises balef, who would have dreamt that a husband would die. Shoyulem kasem, said, there was kas one or the other, so she made a neder. Zakte gemore, leime masnisen de loy kerameya. So the Gemara asks, L'chayra, our Mishnah is not like Rameya. The Sanya, we learned Rameya said, Kotn uktano loy chotzin v'loy misyabmim divrei Rameya. Now, what's the time of Rameya? Rameya holds chayshine l'miyute. You're not tzoymech an roiv. You were chayish for me. So Mamela, so Rameya said as follows. Every cotton, there's a minute chance he might be a soris. Now, if he's a soris, and he's miyabim, a yevome, there's an eshesoch. Every ktano, there's a minute chance she's an islandess. So weiter. So if the miyabim a ktane, so memele, maybe there's eshesoch. Rameya was chayish lemiyute. So Memele, so the Gemara says, our Mishnah says, Kotten ha-shebol yevom ektan, yigadlu zem ze, they're together, no problem. According to Rameh, there's a shrekelcha problem. Maybe one of them, maybe he's a soris, maybe she's an islandess. And Rameh said, Kotten ektan lechayutzum lemishyabim, divere Rameh. So the Gemara says, "Afilo teimer Rameya." No, our Mishnah can go according to Rameya also. Ki omar Rameya gedoyla lekotn. If the Yevom is a gedoyla and the Yevom is a kotn, oktano legodol, or the Yevom is a ktane and the Yevom is a godol, the chag minayu be a disuru. That means we're playing with isurim deraisa. That means whoever the godel is, if the other one is a soris or an islandess, so there's an eshes och min ha-teire. So Mamela there, Rameya was chayish l'miyuter. I mean, he didn't rely on roiv. So it's a sofik soris, sofik islandess. Avol koten ha-boa l'ktana de tavayu ki adodi ninu. Both of them are ktanim.
Kot neichel nevelis and bezen metzuv lafrishis. So what's the problem? Afilu he's a soris, afilu she's an ironist. So what? They're not mitzuve. They're not neonshin. So here, the Mishnah can go according to Rameir also. Let us see Rashi. Loi cheutzim veloi miyabmi. Kotn shemo yimtza soris. Ktano shemo timtza ailonis. Ve'einom b'nei yibu. Nimtzu poigim be'erve. Nizach shasha yishasoch. So the Gemara says, that is davke, if one is a gedoyl, a gogol or a gedoyl. Is a beer the sure cotton big doilo dig doilo basonchini. Vishema cotton yimtsa soris. Well, rei niva lo lo osso lo shaloi be moki mitzvah. So there's a shes off over here. Behein godlo big tano im tim silenis nimtsu shepogo godlo berbe. Avol cotton uktano afilo einon benaibum. Let's say both of them are not benaibum. Ki goin hu soris vehi islandis. Ein kani, so there's no isurim. The cotton neichel nevelis and bezn mitzuv lafrishe. Vachinam ishneim lav v'nei onshin. I don't know what Rashi is meisiv over here. It's a hemshech or a sofer. I mean, ein bezn mitzuv lafrishe. Vachinam ishneim lav v'nei onshin. Al koponim. So the Mishnah can go according to Rameos. Fine. So the Gemara says, but let's go further. Voktoni, but let's look at the next file in the Mishnah. Bo al yevoma gedoylo. The next file in the Mishnah is, he's a cotton, and she's a gedoylo. It says to Gadleno, so she's megadolem. Oma rabchanine chuzo, bo shani. He was boyla already. It's past history. Rab Meir said, a cotton should not be miyabim. Maybe he's a soris. Fine, that's what Rab Meir says. You ask him, should be miyabim. He says, he shouldn't be miyabim. But here it's speaking about that he was miyabim already. So the Gemara asks, Amor de Kekashe, he was miyabim. Vot gadlenu koma. But the Mishnah says, after he was miyabim, to Gadlenu, she waits with him till he becomes a godel. The cholbiye ubiye the isuru. So what are you telling me? What are you telling me? Bo shani. The first biye, we can't do anything about the first biye. Whatever it was, it was. But it says to Gadlenu, the cholbiye ubiye the isuru. And Emerson, it's a moire de kikashe. No one explains what Rabbi Chanina Chuzo held. I mean, what did he mean to answer? Bo shani. But, I mean, so what? But, the guy said, but the Gadlanu koma. Chobi ubi yedisuru. Elo machvato masnis and the loike Rab Meir. Better to say the Mishnah does not go according to Rab Meir. Zot, let us see Tosis before we go further. La'ache shloishim yoim mebakshim imenu sheyachlitzlo. Ve'im toima mahu mafsid im chaylitzlo. What will he lose? That means like this. We don't believe her. And then he says he was miyabim ha. So mebakshim imenu. That means like this. Taisus is asking Akasha, there should be a din koifen almidas stoim. That's pshat in Taisus kasha. That's how the Taisus Arosh asked the kasha. That means like this. This woman says you weren't miyabma. La halocha, she's also to get married. Shall be an afshechetichad isura. If she's saying a lie, she's not saying a lie. I don't know. You and them. But she's not allowed. There is a halacha of koifen al midas doim. So memela, you're not losing anything from making chalitza, and she, like this, she's a guna without it. So let's force you. V'yeshloima shohu mizbayish bebezn lachlitzlo. No, it's not that midas doim. He's embarrassed. She toruk befonov, that she spits in front of him. And the Tosfos HaRosh says a different lashon. Shemizbayish lihispazis bebezdin vishetorot pofonov. It seems the whole chalitz is an embarrassing situation. Shtel zafor, everyone starts screaming, Kocho yeyo salish, ashelo yivnes beisochim. They're not praising him. They're, it's very degrading. And then she spits in front of him also. So Mamela, listen here, that's not called Zanene Vizeloi Chosar. It's a very degrading situation. So if I know that I gave her Yibum, I know she has nothing she has no rightful right to mon from me, so Mamela, I'm not Mechuyif to give her Chalitza. La'acha Mises Bailo, Mevakshi Mimenu Sheyachlitzlo. If she made the neder after he died, so then we request from him that he should give a chalitza. We can't force him to give chalitza. We request from him. Let's force him. Why don't we force him? That means Taka, she made the neder, but you could have been made for the neder. Why weren't you made for the neder? What are you complaining now? Complain now. Listen, I don't want to give you a chalitza because, I would want to be miyabim you. If you wanted to be miyabim, so be made for the neder. So Taisu says, he couldn't be made for the neder. When he'll become a husband, after the Yibum will be made for the nether, but Kozman, he wasn't Miyabim, he can't be made for the nether. So Mimela, so she made that he can't be Miyabim, so that's her luck, let her suffer. That's if you hold that a Yovom cannot be made for Nidre Yevimtai, V'isvirelei the Motze Mefer. But what is if a Yovom is able to be made for the Nidorim of a Yevom? The plukte he ben nedorim beperik naretz, amachloikes mesechtes nedorim, umaisri lo beperik abo achim. So by middle of that we have a problem. So what are you tying? You would want to be miyabma. You want to be miyabma. You should be made for the nether. Tzfirelei kemando bebeksubes, inos nets beben shine alochim mevakshim leikaifim. And what do you mean I should have been made for? She was the one that started the whole thing. She made the nether. She made the nether. Let her suffer. I'm not mechuyev to be made for her nedarim, even though I could have. But I'm not mechuyev to. So let her suffer. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, frek the Gemara, kri kan lohokim lohochiv shein, v'hai lav bar hochiyu. So poshet the Gemara is asking a kashet. The Gemara is asking as follows. The Mishnah says that Yovam Kotten, Shebo Yevomo Ktano, Yegadlo Zeim Ze. So they grow up together, he's boil her, no problem. So, Frek the Gemara, there's a schreckliche problem over here. By the mitzvah of Yibum, it says, Lohokim Lohochiv Shem. That the purpose of the bia is a common shame, they should have children. A cotton can't have children. Now, since a cotton can't have children, so memela, this is not a bia of yibum. For the mitzvah of yibum, you need a bia of a common shame. This is not a bia of yibum. And if it's not a bia of yibum, so there's a shesach. So what's pshat over here? What's pshat over here? Yigadlo zeim zeh? We're playing around with fire. Omar Rabbaye, Omar Kro, Yevome Yoviolel Koldu. So Abaye says, we have a posik. We'll see in Tosfos how the drosha goes. The Yevome Yoviolel Koldu. That means that it doesn't matter if he's a barakom Hashem, or will become a barakom Hashem. Any yovam is yovialer. Afilu he'll become a barakom Hashem, it's also sufficient. You don't need he should be now a barakom Hashem. Rava Omar belav hochinami loy motzis amrit. Rava said, you don't need this drosha.
that without this drosh, I can prove to you there's no Yisereish Yisach. Mi kemidi, the hashta sirle, if you'll tell me that now she's also, because now he's a labar a komeshem, so now there's a Yisach, ulaboso shai teshori, and then when he grows up, she'll become mutter. For Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol yevome shena nikoyre b'shas nefile yevome yovel arei kishasach sheyesh labonim v'asura. So we have a klal that a yevome who b'shas nefile, there's no mitzvah of yevome yovel. So the halacha is that the eishasach became nesro and she's also forever. Afilu the sibe of Einani Kairi Yevoma Yovela falls away, she remains also. The Eishes Ach only becomes Mutta Bishas Nefila. And if Bishas Nefila didn't become Mutta, it will remain also. So Memele, so Rove said, Al Kolchoch, you have to say that there's no Eishes Ach. Because if there is Eishes Ach now, Kozman is Allah Barakom Hashem, so bezoy hakeli mi miyabim halayde. It was Nesro. Frek the Gemara ve'ein mohochinami. Who says he's allowed to be miyabim halayde? He guvikashe. He's allowed bar akom Hashem. So b'shas nefila was Nesro, and then hanami. You can't be miyabim. Period. That's part of my kasha. That is part of my kasha. Omakro. So the Gemara answers. It says in posuk ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Afilu ben yoim echo. That means the posik says that afilu, it says that there's an iser of eishes ochim shloi hoya boilomim. That if the yovam did not live together with the mace, he can't be miyab. But if they were together one day, then there is a mitzvah of yibu. Now, if they were together one day, and then the mace died, so the bishas nefila, he was alav bara kom Hashem. And if you'll say that there's an isereish esoch, so hakri bi miyabim. And the posik says, if they were together one day, there is a mitzvah of yibum. So kolchich, there's no eish esoch, because if there be eish esoch, it would be nesro. Now, before we see Rashi, I had a kasha, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Keren Oire asks the kasha. The Gemara here has a problem. What is the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem is, how is a Yavam Kotten permitted to be Miyabim, a Gedoyla, or to remain with a Gedoyla? There's he's a lav barakom Hashem. There's a shesoch. There's a problem. How is it permissible? So lechayre, we mentioned before, Rashi Shita is that if a cotton is miyabim a gedoyla, it's yibum min atayre. We learn that from the posik, aishes ish leish aishes cotton. Olamaisa, she becomes his wife. No, he's a lav barakom Hashem. He's a kotten. He's a labar kom Hashem. And the yibum is chal. So you see there's no eish esoch. What's the problem? Bishloim, according to Toisvis, agavuche, the marshos is pshat na agamore, abaye said a droshe, yivomo yovo yole, yivomo koldu. So the marshos says, don't make a mistake that yivomo yovo yole means that he's mekayim mitzvah yibum. Taisvah says, you're not mekayim mitzvah yibum. Yivom yovel means there's no isereish esach. It's permitted. But not that it's mekayim mitzvah yibum. That's according to Taisvah. Fine. But according to Rashi, lemaise, as soon as the posik says that a kotn is miyab magdoila, she becomes, he's mekayim mitzvah yibum, and then she becomes his wife, and all the good is achim. So al kolchuch, there's no eish esach. So what's the problem over here? So I found the Keren Oire asks this kasha. The Keren Oire says a very interesting teretz, which is mechudishtik achzer. The Keren Oire says as follows, you're 100% right. I have a posik according to Rashi, if a cotton ben tes was boiled,
a gdoila, she becomes his wife. A ktana, she becomes his wife. Fine. She becomes his wife, min ha-toyre. I is a love barakom Hashem. You don't need a barakom Hashem. 100%. I have a right. He says, but what if a cotton ben ches was boil yevome? So let's clear our throats a little bit. A cotton ben ches, some say no beer, what's your problem? So the Keren Eire says, no, he says, there's a law in the Torah of Leisikrevu Legalis Erve, which the Rambam learns is an Isser Dereise of Chibuk Venishik. Leisikrevu Legalis Erve is an Isser of Chibuk Venishik. So he says, Abiyas Ben Ches is not worse than Chibuk Venishik. It's not a Torah's Biyah, but it's not worse than Chibuk Venishik. It's Sikrevu Leisikrevu Legalis Erve. Now, what? So now let us clear for 1 minute. Is a cotton ben ches permitted? He's a lav barakom Hashem. Is he permitted to be bo al yevimtoy? So you're going to bring me a posik. Now the posik is not talking about a cotton ben ches. The posik says a cotton ben test that makes a maisi yibum, she becomes a yevome. A cotton ben ches, we don't have a posik. So that's got the Gemara's kasha. So maybe there's an Eishesoch, and that you don't have a posik. It's very difficult to understand, because if the problem is Akom Hashem, what's the difference if it's a Maisim, if it's not a Maisim? You see, Akom Hashem is not a criteria. But somehow, the Kanoim means to say, maybe the Akom Hashem is not a criteria when he makes a Maisabiyah. But if he doesn't make a Maisabiyah, maybe Akom Hashem is a criteria. So that's the two terutzim of Abai and Rove. So Abai said, Yivom Yomla Koldu, and Rove says that, or else it would have been Nesro. Let us see Rashi. Ulaboso Shaito, Kshe Yigdalu, Veimochinami Loila Masuroloi, Afilo Ben Yemechot, Yeshvu Yachtav Komakro, Yivom Yovilel, ואפילו להווה משמי קודו, מסבור ישור אלי בקטנוס כדיומה. מסתום שיזמוצה בקטנוס. It's very interesting lotion of Rashi, מסבור ישור אלי. What do you mean מסבור ישור אלי? In Rashi, whatever being supposed, there's no din, or else there would have been Nesro. Could be, the Ritva mentions as well, could be maybe the Gili Akros, you don't say Nesro, but not that there's no Eishesoch. Now Rav says the Gili Akros, there's no Eishesoch, and that's why you don't say Nesro. Let us see Taisvus. Yivom Yovile Koldu. So what's the Raya Koldu? No, I skipped the Taisvus. Kri Kan Lohokim Lohiv Shem Bisroel Vahai La Barochiyu. So Rashi, Taisus asks, Va'af al-pi she'yovoi l'chlala kom Hashem. So Taisus says, what's the kasha? Eventually when he becomes a gol, he'll be a bara kom Hashem. Lo'y mahani, that doesn't help. Kivin sh'lo'y ho'yu lo'y sh'as ha'koysha. He never was as yet a bara kom Hashem. Ki heiche de paslinin boho'oru. Sris Chamesh, loy hoyu loy shas akoisha. Aval pi, the Gemara says in the Oro, shebeminei misrapim belachsandriya shal mitzrayim, that the shaykh refue by Sris Chamesh, aval pi, the Gemara says, that is eishes och, because he doesn't have a shas akoisha. Omashani omakro, so we have this posik, that Yibam Yovila, what's the difference between Yisri Yishame? Vaidrom Yisri Yishame Shein Rufuos Lai Brura Lovoi Kamai Kotn Shi Yegiya Lachlal Gadlus. Kamai Kotn, since it's only a Psazoi, it's Boru She Rufu, that will become a Bara Kom Hashem, so Memela, so now there's no Chesoron even though now he's not a Bara Kom Hashem. Yevoma yovile kolduhu. So what's the raya means koldu? Midaloiksiv achi hameis yovile. Why doesn't it says ki eishu achim yachto? So it should have said achi hameis yovile. So what's the difference between achi hameis and yevome?
So the Taisa Rosh explains, Achi Ames means he's similar to the mace, just like the mace was a godel. So the Achi Ames means, so he's also a godel. He's the brother of the mace. He's equivalent to the mace. He's also a godel. That's why the Pasuk specifically said, Yevomo Yovielam, but even though he's not a godel. Even though he's a kotel. Omakro ki yeshvu achim yachtob. Umatine minei leel beperik beis, eishes ochiv shloi hoyo beyelomai. Michlashim hoyo beyelomai, afilo yoymechad miyabe. Avalekal meme de miyachtob dorishtim kene filosoris nami liyabe mahaitaime. No yachtob isno, if there's a ribu yav yachtob, so then you should be marba filo asoris. Yevome sha'omra b'seich shloishim yom. We heard in the Mishnah that if a Yevome said teich shloishim, that he wasn't miyabim her, she's believed. After shloishim, he's believed. Man tane da'at losen yomim muki inish anafshe, that till shloishim, we assume that a person can control himself. Omer Rab Yochanan Rab Meir. It's Rab Meir. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Tainis Pesulim Kol Shloishim Yoim Divrei Rab Meir. That means that if a person made Nisuin with an Isha, and in a 30-day period, he comes and says that he was Boyal on her, and she doesn't have Pesulim, wants to pat himself from a Ksubit, so the first 30 days, he's Nemon to say that it was true. He was Boyal Ha. It's the 25th day, he comes to Bezen. No, I was Boyal Ha last night. She doesn't have Psulim. There's no Kasha Rabid. If you married her 25 days ago, why wouldn't you Boyal Ha before? No Kasha. Till 30 days, a person could control himself. So Memela, I was Boyal Ha the 25th day. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer Nistero La'alto. If we know he was Nisyached with her, so he has to come at the first opportune time to Bezdin. That means if we know he was Nisyached with her the night after the Chasaneh, he can't come 25 days late and said, Le'matzosi Psulim, we'll ask you, Rabbi, where were you till now? And he'll tell me, hey, no, I wasn't Boyalo yet, even though it was Nistero, we don't believe him. That means as soon as it's Nistero, he's not, we assume Klo that Zicha was Boyalo. Now, our Mishnah says that till 30 days, we assume, we could assume he wasn't Boyalo, so our Mishnah is going according to Rameyam. Nistero la'alta, lai Nistero af la'acha kamashonim. If it wasn't Nistero, af la'acha kamashonim. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, it's not right that Mishnah is going according to Rameh. If we'll tell him Rabbi Yossi, Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lai koma Rabbi Yossi hosom ela barusosoi. I mean, that what Rabbi Yossi said, that if it was Nistero, he's not Nemon to say that he was not Boyal Ha in a 30-day period. That's Parus Sosoi, the Gaius Bar. That means he has a closeness with her. So Memele, so therefore, if he was Nisyached with her, Mustamu was Boyal Ha. Abul Eishes Ochiv Mivzaz Bozes Mino. Eishes Ochiv, they're two strange people. They don't have any kesher one with the other. So there, it's possible that even though it wasn't a shachet ima, he wasn't miyabim ha. So memelas are Mishnah gegofel according to Rabbi Yossi. Zot Rashi, Tainis Psulim, Lahapsit Tsubosa. That's going to Rameh. Nistro la'alta hu toin. He can only tain la'alta. Bim toin la'ach as man. Ein enem, devadi mirei sheboal. Don't tell me you weren't boil, amotsu psulo, vishosak. Vahashtu derosach alo. Mivzes bozes, boish heimeno. Now let us see. Taisvis, tainis psulim kol shloishim yoim. This is Rameh. Afilo rinu shen nistro kvar. So according to Rameh, it could be he wasn't Boyalo. In 30 days, could be he's Mukim in the Shanavshi. Rabbi Yosi Yoyman Nistero La'alto. If he was Nistero, he has to come right away and say that Loi Tzosi B'sulam. That means, the first opportune time he had to go to Bezin, if he didn't go to Bezin, we see he's a liar. Loi Nistero, afilo ache kame shonim. But if it was Loi Nistero, kloime, shen onu yoidim shen Nistero, we don't know if it was Nistero. Ava bishnichlus alachupe, Tosfos says there's a double machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, if we know it was Nistero, I say 100% it was Boyola. Even though it was Teich Shloishim Yom. Ramei holds, even though it was Nistero, I don't say 100% it was Boyola. A person is Motsi Lukmi Anavshi Tol Tlosin Yom. Then there's another machlokes. What if it was loy nistero? I don't know if there was yichud. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if you don't know it was yichud, so it could be he never was boyolo. Rameya said as man of 30 days, he didn't mention yon nistero, nid nistero. That means in a 30 day period, his zicha will be nister imo to be boyolo. So it's a double machlokes. Inami loy nistero, sha'onu yoydem bevadesh loy nistero. Loi Nistero means not that we don't know that it was Nistero. We know clearly that it wasn't Nistero. But Loi Polik Rameya, there's no machlokes of Rameya Rabbi Yossi.